You're listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with your host, Dan Gould. Up next, the People of 250. In this, our continuing series on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, we're featuring some of the people behind Charlottesville's 250th birthday celebration. In this episode, City of Charlottesville's Rick Barrick talks with Deborah Tuller about the 9th Annual Festival of Cultures to be held May 12, 2012. Ms. Tuller's interview was originally recorded on April 25, 2012. Here's Rick Barrick.
One activity we're really, really excited about is the Festival of Cultures. That will be going on May the 12th. That is going to be in Lee Park downtown. Of course, it's an annual event, and this year it's the 9th Annual Festival of Cultures. And joining me now to talk about this and much, much more is Debbie Tuller with the City Schools. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you. Welcome.
All right, let's start talking about the Festival of Cultures. You guys have been a sponsor of this for many years. In fact, this is the 9th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Tell me what goes on at the Festival of Cultures and why people should come.
Okay, well, what goes on is a number of things. We have performances all day, 10 to 4, and music performances, dance performances. Occasionally we've had storytelling. Not sure we're having that this year. We also have cultural exhibits, so people from who have moved here from other countries set up exhibits of their country and culture, and it's an opportunity to talk with people, meet, and gives them an opportunity to educate us a little bit about where they're from. We have hands-on craft activities for kids and vendors, food vendors and artisan vendors. And the last thing that we have are some social service agencies come and give information about the services they provide. So all of that. And it's fun and it's free.
Free is big. Point.
And it's family-friendly and a great time.
So each year, do you change some of the type of cultural exhibits that are around? I know that in Washington, there's the Folklife Festival, where each year they focus on a different country or a different couple of countries. Is that what you guys do?
We don't focus on just one country. We have a whole variety every year, and it varies a little bit from year to year, depending on who some of the newcomers are in our area. And then there's some continuation from one year to the next, because people come and they stay.
Good. I noticed that you're having some music and dance from Bhutan, India, mm-hmm. Appalachia, and Colombia. That should be fun. Do you actually get to participate in that if you come down, if you want to, or is it just to stay and watch?
Some of them are just performances that you watch, and some of them are more audience participation. It depends a little bit on the performance. It's hard for me to say in advance exactly what's going to be. But we should be getting a schedule up in the next few days on our website.
Okay. And your website is?
And the website is www.festivalofcultures.org.
I think I would have been able to figure that one out.
Yeah, easy to find.
Now, when you guys first started this, what was the goal of the festival? Was it, solely to introduce other cultures and celebrate our diversity, or did it have a bigger meaning?
I think it has a few different things going on. One is just to celebrate. I was teaching an English as a second language class back then that had people from 15 different countries. I had 15 students, 15 different countries, 15 different languages, and I thought, wow, people don't realize how diverse Charlottesville really is for such a small city. So part of it is to celebrate all that diversity. It's to increase the awareness of that diversity in a very kind of fun and respectful mm-hmm. environment. So it's both of those. And
great. Now, the park is sort of, I know that there's different things going on in different sectors of the park. And one that you've got planned in the northwest part of the park, which is up near the Historical Society, I believe, will be medieval Europe. What can people look forward to if they go there?
Yeah, this is a first. Usually we have cultures that are really current, but the Society for Creative Anachronism came to us and wanted to participate, and I figure a lot of us have our ancestry back in medieval Europe, right. So it kind of fits in. Will be all dressed up in medieval garb. They will have, I think, some fiber arts demonstrations and opportunities for kids to try on different costumes and
jousting? You're gonna have the kids jousting?
We will not have the kids jousting. We will not have any serious weaponry in
okay.
the park.
Good to know. Good yeah. to know. Well, when you guys start thinking about how you want to make it different each year, what's the process you go to? You want to make sure that you're doing something new and fresh each year, but you also want to make sure that it concentrates on something that we, know here in Central Virginia.
Right. I think that is always a balancing act that we have to try and the diversity of cultures represented in our performance schedule and in the exhibits. So there is always some overlap and some things that are the same. We have a passport that people can pick up and they can travel through the park and get that stamped. And some of the cultures and performances will be similar to what people have seen in the past, but we always try and find something new, whether it's a new performer or a new culture. Again, there are always people coming, and we mm-hmm. haven't had, I think there are over 50 or 60 countries represented in the Charlottesville area, and we haven't had them all yet. So if anybody's interested, they should contact me.
Okay, and they can do that through the website.
They can do
well.
That through the website, yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you're going to be having some vendors. Is it just American food or maybe a little bit of a cultural twist?
Definitely a cultural twist. We've got the Balkan Bakery and Bistro, and they've vended before, and the food is excellent. We have Miriam's Bakery, and I think she does things like baklava and that kind of stuff. And we're working on another one. Oh, actually, I just remembered Monsoon Siam. I don't want to forget them. So a little bit South Asian, and we're working on another one that's not finalized yet. And then we also have artisans. So we have some people who people make jewelry or creating their own art. And we also have some organizations that are working with communities in Africa where they're supporting those communities, bringing in the art that they do. So a little bit of both.
Fantastic. And we mentioned it's family friendly, which I guess means, the streets are closed around it and folks can bring strollers and, easy access. Anything else that families might look forward to?
Well, I think there's always crafts that kids can do and enjoy doing. Like I mentioned, a lot of kids, my kids too, love to run around with their passport and get it all stamped. Mm. And if they get so many stamps, they can come back to the information booth and get a free book. So there's activities for kids and even the performances they seem to enjoy. So
good. Now, we're partnering in this, and we're really mm-hmm. excited about it. And it seemed like a natural partner because one of the things that we're trying to do with Celebrate 250 is tell the diverse stories of Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that the Festival of Cultures and your connection to the community can help us do that.
Yeah, I think so. And what I love is that there's the history that we have, but there's also who we are now, and meeting our current neighbors is mm-hmm. a good thing.
How do you think Charlottesville's changed over the years with becoming more diverse? I know that we've got high population in some areas. Somalian is one,
mm-hmm.
And we tend to be a place that people want to come to learn and to be part of the community.
Right. I think that some of that diversity comes because of the university and international scholars and researchers are drawn, and many of them then decide to stay because it's a nice place to live. In 1998, the International Rescue Committee opened up, and so there's refugee resettlement that's been going on since then, and that's brought in a lot more diversity. And then, maybe not quite so recently, but for quite a while, the employment opportunities were very good, and that brought in a lot of immigration as well.
Wow. And I know the schools are doing their part in teaching foreign languages and encouraging trips overseas, and certainly impacts with other countries. For instance, the orchestra's going or did go to Europe. Is that something that the schools really consider to be part of the curriculum?
I think so.
Yeah, I know it's definitely.
It's hard for me to speak about the K-12. I'm not as knowledgeable, but I think that they really they do encourage a lot of connection and interaction. So
sure. Well, this is a great way to do that, and I want to thank you for being our partner and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Once again, if you want more information, you can either go to our website or you can go to the festivalofcultures.org. Debbie, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.